the Dare to Believe podcast. We've gotten back on track with our podcast, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
So Brittany has been with Dare to Believe for quite a while. Let's tell them a little bit about you.
Yes. So I started with Dare to Believe through the Emerge Transformation School. I've gone through 3 different years of the school and graduated. And now, luckily, I get to be a part of Dare to Believe even further on the administration team. So I get to be heavily involved, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, lots of upgrades with Brittany on the team. It's great. It's great. And one of the things that Brittany does for us is she leads SOZO sessions, and she schedules SOZO sessions. So if you are a person who has reached out to Dare to Believe to receive a SOZO in the last 6 months or so, you have been in contact with Brittany. So we're glad you're here. Thanks Thank for being you. Here. So SOZO is something that Dare to Believe has been involved in since its onset. The ministry is 14 years old, and we've been doing SOZOs all along. But SOZO is not something I did from the beginning as a pastor. And so I just want to talk to you about the journey and how we came to where we are with SOZO and why we utilize SOZO ministry, why it's so important as a part of Dare to Believe Ministries. So where I'd like to start is that SOZO is a Greek word. It isn't associated with any one ministry. It isn't associated with any one place. SOZO is simply a Greek word that we use out of the Greek New Testament, but it's not only a Bible word either. It's used as just a Greek word. And it means saved, healed, and delivered. So when that word is used, it means that whole package of being a person being saved physically, spiritually, and emotionally saved and healed and delivered. When I was a pastor, I really looked at inner healing and deliverance as something that was not real necessary when I began being a pastor, because I just realized that the blood of Jesus covers everything. He's a sacrifice once and for all. And that's a big deal, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have it in my way of thinking that the enemy should have any access to people. But, you know, we go through life and we realize that would be ideal, but that's not what we encounter. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's truth that Jesus died for us, that he saved us, that his blood covers everything. That is truth. However, we also have an enemy who steals, kills, and destroys. And unfortunately, you know, we've got a waiting list of people who are asking us to help them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those three, I think what's so cool is those three words. Like, that's what SOZO does. It doesn't just do one of those. It saves, it heals, and it delivers, which mm-hmm. is why it's such an impactful tool.
It is. And so the reality, I began to recognize in my own life, there are things that I had to deal with, that it's not that Jesus' blood doesn't cover me and that his sacrifice isn't a once and done thing and that we are on this side of the cross. I don't have to fight for my healing as much as I have to receive it and interact with heaven to ensure it. The enemy doesn't play fair, and he's legalistic in what he does. So people have spiritual doors open basically in their lives that allow things to happen. And so what we do in the SOZO ministry is to partner with Holy Spirit to understand what is that open door. Right. And the Lord is very faithful to help us to walk through that and to bring healing to people. But we do partner with Bethel in Reading regarding our SOZO ministry, and we're trained by Bethel SOZO. And so Bethel in Reading, the SOZO ministry was started by Teresa Liebscher and Donna Da Silva, and they're dear friends of ours. And it is a very, very fruitful ministry all over the world, literally all over the world. Mm-hmm. And when you partner with Bethel, they ask that you do SOZO a certain way. There are tools that we teach. There are trainings that we do. And how would they find out about trainings?
Yeah, you just go to our website. So it's www.dtbmn.org/SOZO. And to spell SOZO is just SOZO. Yep. And that's where you'll get all the information. You'll get details about what SOZO is and also how to sign up via the request form.
Yeah. And so we do partner with Bethel because we have found that their way of doing SOZO is extremely effective. Mm-hmm. But they do tell people that if you want to learn the tools they use, they're just prayer tools. They're very effective prayer tools. You can use those prayer tools any way you choose, in any situations you choose. But if you are going to tell people that you are doing Bethel Sozo, partnering with them, there's a certain way we would like you to do that. And that's what you learn at our Bethel Sozo training. But for you, if you want to receive Sozo and be ministered to, what you would do is you'd make an appointment and you would come in. And if it's a Sozo individual session, there would be two or three people sitting with you, basically someone leading the session and two people praying for you and taking notes for you while you were, but it's all about you. And that's what I love about Sozo. It's all about that person getting what they need, what Jesus already paid for in their life. But if you want to try it out in a group setting, we also do have group Sozo Freedom Days, where we do this kind of ministry in a group setting. And it's a little different because you can't get into things so specifically for each individual. For your life, you would not get to some of the details you would get into in a private ministry session, but you still can get a lot of freedom and you can get a taste for what it's like. Because honestly, for some people, it's kind of strange to go, you know, you want me to sit in a room with three people I don't know, and you're going to let them get into all my stuff, right? When was the first time you had a Sozo session? Did it feel kind of strange to you?
Yes. I was recommended by a friend who connected me with the ministry. And then I went in and it was a little nerve-wracking because you don't really know what you're getting into.
So you didn't know anything about Dare to Believe except what your friend had told you.
Exactly. And I went in and had my first session and it was so impactful. I was so grateful. And really, I mean, the best way I can describe it is it's a facilitated conversation between you and God, because really you kind of say, oh, you know, that doesn't feel right. You really lead it mostly. It's just that the first chair just kind of helps to guide you a little bit when you feel stuck. Because sometimes we have things that we aren't able to see. We think we can see them, but we have blind spots. And so really the first chair kind of helps to lead to get into some of those blind spots that we may not be able to see for ourselves.
So. I like that, a facilitated conversation, because that's really what it is. We help you to connect with the Lord. And not that you can't do that on your own. So you'll have done as much as you can on your own, but we are very good at coming alongside you and helping you to get deeper and helping you to get more. We do have a sheet that has some feedback. Brittany just said, you know, it was really a powerful session. I'm going to let you read some of these over here.
So these are just a couple of testimonies. One of these is from someone who said, thank you for this ministry. It helped me move past some religious barriers, opening up to a closer relationship with God and the Trinity. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that really is a big part of what Sozo
big
is.
Big part.
Yeah.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we want you connected. When you leave a Sozo session, you should feel very connected with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is literally our goal.
In every session. So even if we don't get to some of the other parts, that's the biggest component.
It is.
Sozo.
Yeah.
Another one says, it was such a great visit and very revelatory. I am so glad I went. I will definitely do another one soon.
Have you done more than one Sozo?
I have done more than one Sozo.
I do as well. I really believe that this is a healthy way of life as a believer, that it is something I do once a year. Because I know the tools. I can pray through things on my own, absolutely do all that on my own. But I like once a year to sit down with people who don't know me very well or are just looking at things from a different perspective and see if there's anything that I'm not aware of that is impacting my life negatively that I can deal with and get rid of. And you know what? Every year there is something. There's always something. I think Bill Johnson calls it his well baby check. I think he does a similar thing. He calls it his well baby check. Every year you just go in and get checked out and make sure that the things haven't gotten into your life that you don't want there.
And really, I mean, when you think about it, we're meant to be doing our healing in community. That's kind of part of the structure of what God has set up. And so there are things we can do on our own, but there's things that we just literally can. And that's the way God set it up for us, because he wants us in community with others.
It's a healthy thing to do. Mm-hmm. It is a healthy thing to do. And it's also important to understand that Sozo is scripturally based, that this is something we do based on God's word, and that it is all based on the death, resurrection, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the death and the resurrection of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes and lives inside of each believer. So we base the Sozo on scripture. And what's interesting about the word Sozo, S-O-Z-O, in Greek, it means saved, healed, and delivered. But when the Bible is translated from Greek into English, there are different words that are used for that one word Sozo, because it doesn't mean just one word in English. And so one of those words is salvation. And Brittany, what does it say in Romans 10:9 about sozo?
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and that you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
So you will be sozoed is what it reads in Greek. So you will be saved and healed and delivered. So if you do those things, that you will not just be saved, you will not just be healed, you will not just be delivered. All those things are available to you by believing and by confessing who Jesus is. And now all those things should be ours. If we're not walking in that, Jesus isn't getting something he paid for in your life. And so that's why we partner with people to get what Jesus already paid for in their lives. Another verse is Luke 19:10.
For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
So he came to seek and sozo the lost. He came to seek and save, heal, and deliver those people that are lost. And then Matthew 9:22.
Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment.
Okay, that's the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus turned to her and said, take heart, your faith has sozoed you. Your faith has saved you, but also healed and delivered you. That woman, when she touched the cloth of Jesus' garment, her life was immediately changed, but it was her salvation, spiritual healing. Her deliverance is the spiritual healing, but she's healed physically as well. And it's an emotional healing as well. So she's saved and she's healed and she's delivered all by that one touch from the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to bring into people's life, is that genuine, tangible touch from the Lord in a sozo session. And then Matthew 8:36.
Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been healed.
And the healed is the word sozo. So how the demon-possessed man had been sozoed. Sometimes because sozo is a very gentle and kind and fruitful ministry, and there's not a lot of yelling and screaming, we don't let demons, although we understand that demons are real, we don't let them make a big ruckus in a sozo session. We truly have the authority that Jesus gives us, and we do not allow that to be the case. And so there's not a lot of yelling and screaming or manifesting and things going on, but there truly is deliverance, which means anything demonic, anything ungodly that has access to this person, we partner with Holy Spirit to heal that access point so that the enemy no longer has a legal right to mess in a person's life. Mm-hmm. So deliverance is a part of sozo. And have you seen the movie The Jesus Revolution, Brittany? So I love that movie. I love that movie. And I'm realizing, you know, a lot was going on when I was a young adult, and I wish I'd been more involved in some of that stuff. But I love the movie. And I was taken by the person of Lonnie Frisbee and did some more research after that. I'd heard about him and heard that he had issues in his leadership and problems personally. But you know what, as I dug into some of what happened in his life, he's an example of someone who didn't have access to this kind of ministry or didn't receive it. I don't know if he didn't have access to it, but it really wasn't as prevalent in the body of Christ as it is now. And people didn't get inner healing and deliverance. And he's a person who was abused as a child. He had a lot of wounds. He had a lot of brokenness and had a lot of torment because of that. That Jesus, yes, paid for that man to be saved and healed and delivered. And he led a lot of people to Christ, and he'd had a remarkable life, yet he did not end well because of the brokenness and pain in his life. Mm-hmm. So I just, it reminded me and I guess reaffirmed in me why it's important we do this kind of ministry, that we help people, because every individual has a call on their life and every individual has to fight a battle to walk out the truth of who they are and who they were created to be and what Jesus paid for them to be. And so sozo is a way to partner with heaven to be the person you were created to be.
Mm-hmm. And we're in the world, not of it. So there's going to be things that get on us, you know, unintentionally. And mm-hmm. that's what I love about sozo. It finds those things that we didn't even know were there.
Right. And it's not about shaming people or blaming anybody. It's about finding the root of why does the enemy have a right to mess in your life like that. And so if someone does want to look into either attending a sozo class to be trained as a sozo minister or to get into a freedom workshop or get an individual sozo session themselves, what would they do, Brittany?
Yeah, you'll want to go to our website, dtbmn.org, Again, dtbmn.org. And there's going to be a tab at the top there, a menu bar that you're going to be able to click on about our events. And that's going to lead you to whatever classes we have coming up and whatever thing other things we have going on. And then, as previously mentioned, dtbmn.org/SOZO would be the place where you'd get SOZO-specific information on registering for a SOZO or wanting to be a part of the team.
Great. Well, thanks, Brittany. It's good to have you here. Thank you for listening to us and joining us. And this is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner with Dare to Believe Ministries. Thanks for being here.